Now, there was a big surprise around this time yesterday for a young Syrian-born woman now living with her family in Ireland. She was singled out for mention by EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in her maiden speech of the Union address yesterday. Mrs. von der Leyen was highlighting the skills and talents of people who sought refuge in Europe and, as a case in point, spoke about 18-year-old Suad Adshel, who is now a student doctor at Dublin's Royal College of Surgeons.
I think of Suad, the teenage Syrian refugee who arrived in Europe dreaming of being a medical doctor. Within 3 years, she was awarded a prestigious scholarship from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
Ursula von der Leyen. Well, Suad joins us on the line now. Very good morning to you, Suad, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Did this come as a surprise to you?
It was a complete surprise. I felt so grateful and so honored, and my parents were over the moon to hear that this morning, yesterday morning. So this time yesterday.
And how did you become aware that you'd got this shout out?
I actually got an email and a phone call from the RCSI press office, telling me that I'd been name dropped by
Ursula von der Leyen.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you know at this stage how she came to know of your story?
No, I assume it was from my pictures with the minister this time last year. I assume that's how she found out about me, but yeah,
well,
complete surprise.
Yours and your family's is a remarkable story. You fled Syria, I think, was it in 2011, but came here as a 14-year-old.
Yes, in 2016.
And what was that experience for you at that time? Because you spent some time in direct provision.
Mm-hmm. It was the hardest time of my life, but I think I came out of it in the most positive way that someone could.
And when you say it was hard, what are you talking about?
It was a tremendous moment of change for all of us. I was away from my father for the first time. I was with my mom in one room for around nearly a year. I was in an unfamiliar place, you know. I was doing my junior cert as well. So, yeah.
That was a difficult time, but eventually you moved on, you moved out,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Your family got residency here,
mm-hmm.
And you had this ambition from early on to study medicine, is that right?
Yes, I've always wanted to study medicine, yeah.
Yeah. So that was something you were working towards even when you were in the direct provision, studying hard?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I was offered to either study TY or do junior cert, considering I'd be doing it only in 1 year where it's a 3-year program. But I opted for that because it would sort of put me in the right headspace to move on to fifth year then.
Mm-hmm. And where did that come from? What gave you that passion for medicine?
To be honest, as long as I remember, I wanted to be a doctor. I don't know exactly when that seed was planted, but yeah.
So really, from when you were back living in Syria, it was something,
mm-hmm.
an ambition you had. And,
absolutely.
And despite the upheavals and the many difficulties, it was something you clung on to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So how are things going in the Royal College of Surgeons?
They're going brilliantly. I actually have my first online lecture at 9 a.m. today. I'm really excited. I had one hell of a first year, and I can't wait to see what's next in the next four.
It'll be a very different year, obviously, with COVID and the restrictions around that. But you do spend time in college because, of course, that's essential. Yes,
mm-hmm. We actually, so today's online and tomorrow's in person.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's lovely talking to you, and I can well see how proud your parents are of you, and the fact that you got this mention yesterday. That's really terrific.
Thank you so much. Thank
you
for saying
that. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us. That was Suad Adshel talking to us there.